Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada are going to have to get over their trade spat by 2026 because today, soccer's international governing body, FIFA, announced that the 2026 World Cup will be hosted by all three of those countries in North America. The combined bid beat out a tough challenger, Morocco, with the promise of record crowds and revenue, and maybe some letters from President Trump. The New York Times is reporting that he promised to waive any policies and travel restrictions for all involved in the 2026 Cup, including tickets holders. Meanwhile, tomorrow marks the start of this year's FIFA World Cup in Russia. The U.S. didn't even qualify, isn't competing. Grant Wall is in Moscow. He's senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Grant, what's been the reaction to this selection?
Well, I think obviously in the United States, it's a very positive reaction among soccer fans. The U.S. tried to host World Cup 2022 and controversially lost that bid to Qatar back in 2010, and the reputation of the U.S. internationally is not as good these days in some places as it used to be. But my sense is that by including Mexico and Canada, they mitigated some of that issue and got enough votes to beat Morocco and win the chance to host the tournament.
Well, the U.S. also has huge stadiums, has infrastructure. So does Mexico, and so does Canada. They're kind of ready to go, where Morocco was going to need to do a lot of work to get ready. And the U.S. might also have been helped by a change in FIFA. They had a scandal there in the organizing body. So this was something that the entire membership voted on, and that may have helped. But talk about the opinion around the world. You know, the president famously has had attempts at travel bans, reduced visas. The New York Times reporting that in these letters he sent out, he said he'd waive everything, even for fans, which, you know, some people might find that even troubling, you know, that anybody who wants to come into the 2026 games can. But the president, even if he wins two elections in a row, he will have left office by 2026.
Yeah, there's a couple of things to keep in mind there, that he's saying the United States will waive a lot of the restrictions that are currently in place for eligible fans. So if someone's on a known hooligan list or doesn't pass a background check for a typical visa, they're not going to get one just to be able to come to the World Cup.
We forget this is soccer. There are hooligan lists. Well, but so the games are going to be spread across all of North America?
Yeah, so Mexico will have three cities hosting, Canada will have three cities hosting, and eventually there will be 10 cities chosen in the United States. There will be 80 games in this World Cup in 26, and so 60 of the 80 games in the tournament will take place in the United States, including every game from the quarterfinals onward. So this is clearly a U.S.-led bid with Mexico and Canada along for the ride.
Yeah. Well, talk about the games that you are there in Moscow to cover. The start of the 2018 FIFA World Cup is tomorrow. First match between, you tell us, the two worst teams, Russia and Saudi Arabia. But, you know, does Russia seem ready for these games? And what's the global interest in it?
Well, I've been in Moscow for 6 days, and they certainly do seem ready for the tournament. The Russians have hosted a lot of big sporting events over the years and done it pretty well, actually, at least from an organizational sense.
Well, they did have some problems before the Sochi Olympics. Some of the facilities weren't finished.
Yeah, actually, though, for the most part, the Sochi Olympics are looked at in a positive way in terms of organization. You know, they seem to be able to organize big events okay. So the stadiums are ready here. The security is going to be very high, as you would expect for any major event. I think a lot of times, this is my seventh men's World Cup. I've covered Olympics, and there's a lot of media coverage around the world about the potential pitfalls. Quite usually, those pitfalls don't end up happening.
And we're going to start following along with the rest of the world this huge sporting event. But who are the top teams this year?
Well, it's an interesting one today because Spain was my pick to win the tournament before it started. And just the day before the World Cup started, Spain fired its head coach. So if I could take my pick back now, I would, of Spain, and probably change it to Brazil. I think Brazil is a team that is just coming together. They've been terrific for the last 2 or 3 years. And France is another one. There's a lot of very good teams that are capable of winning this World Cup.
All right. We will keep an eye on that. Grant Wall, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, thank you.
Thank you.